should have gotten that refreshing can opening noise on recording. Because
pop one open, guys.
What is this product called? Let's just charge them for being our sponsors.
Hum Kombucha.
Okay, Hum Kombucha, you owe us $50.
Absurdly tasty is their claim. This is so tasty, it's absurd. We both know this kombucha is absurd, sir.
We both know that's absurd, sir.
Is it absurd how tasty it is?
It is tasty. And I will say, as someone who drinks a lot of different kombucha, this one has a little less sugar than some.
Oh, that's nice.
And fewer calories. Let's see. I'm looking at the label. Vitamin B12.
You need more vitamin B12
Look at
in
me.
Your life.
I'm thriving.
Is this part of your biohacking?
Yeah,
that
correct.
You had, yeah, because, and I know you were doing sort of a damp January.
Mm-hmm.
How did that work out for you?
I have not had alcohol since a Friday night. It's Wednesday.
That's good. That is good.
Yeah, it's pretty sad that that's worth noting, but...
But it is, you should give yourself credit for your accomplishments.
Yeah, and I'm playing in that tennis tournament, which I feel like usually I just sit up there and drink
sure,
a whole bunch,
right.
Which might be why I never win.
Now you're not drinking and still not
still
winning.
Still not winning.
But...
shout out to our listener, Jake, who brought home the W.
Oh, nice. Did Dorinda, how'd Dorinda do?
Dorinda did not win.
Well, I know she loves her name. She is a whore
Dorinda,
for attention.
Dorinda.
She shrieks when she hears her name. Did she say that she
loves
squeals?
It.
Now, this brings me to a point in the episode to get a little ahead of ourselves, but it's a global comment. This is a lot of shrieking. In this episode.
Well,
did you notice that?
That actually circles directly to a comment that Dorinda gave. Dorinda,
okay.
Here's your shout out. She was like, it's a lot of crying, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I literally have in my notes, all these women be crying.
Bachelor contestants be crying. Yeah, I just felt like that. They opened the date card and it was like, Daisy, I would love. And they didn't even finish the date card. And everybody's like,
yeah,
like they're at a Taylor Swift show or something.
Okay, well, you've never been to one.
I've been to the film.
Stop
I saw the film, and it was good.
You always try and get that in there, don't you?
What?
It doesn't count that you've seen the movie.
I saw the movie with a bunch of Swifties.
The shrieking did not bother me as
okay.
much. I did just feel like they were all crying a whole lot.
I will also say, this will become blatantly apparent as we move on, I did not understand some of these conflicts.
Okay.
I don't know if that was just me, like, what is the problem here or what? But I feel like as we get into it, I might need some nuance in, like, what exactly was the problem
here?
Well,
the one that I didn't really get was Lauren leaving.
No, that's one of them.
Usually if someone leaves, they, like, make a big deal out of it. But I feel like we were all just supposed to know that she was leaving
right.
somehow.
Yeah, that's one of the ones I was talking about. And even Laura texted me when she was watching. She's like, did I miss something? Like, what happened? Like, no one, like, she's just
they
suddenly.
They didn't give any reason.
Yeah, I mean, I guess she was in her feels about her dad, which I don't want to be dismissive of, but. That's exactly what I'm talking about. It's like,
well,
wait,
Allison
what?
Allison stayed.
Right.
No,
you
I
know,
mean,
Allison didn't love her dad.
My impression was just that she decided she hadn't connected with him, but I don't know why I have that impression, because they gave us nothing to go on.
Okay, good. This does make me feel a little better, because I was like, what? Like, why is she leaving?
No,
what's
yeah,
happening?
No, no, no.
And then she
again,
was...
like, I feel like they also usually make a big deal out of that.
Right.
And they just kind of glossed over it.
Right. Like, yeah, Lauren's out here. And also, that's frustrating because this was like, they're sisters. Who's he going to connect with more storyline?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, I'm out of here. And it's like, well, that was anticlimactic.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I do agree with that. I do.
Okay, yeah. The other one, I mean, I kind of sort of got the Maria old thing, but like the nuances of it were a little lost on me.
I mean, we can talk
we'll get,
about it.
We'll get
I have
there.
My thoughts
yeah.
on it for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, but let's, we have multiple Insta shoutouts. We have no Gmail shoutouts. And you know what that means is if you send an email to the Gmail, you're getting a lot of time and attention. Anna is flooded with responses.
Ryan is super salty about it too.
I'm very salty. I am the roads of Huntsville right now. I'm so salty.
Well, you're not then, because they didn't salt the
roads. No, they salted them now. Now our road is thoroughly salted. They got around to it eventually.
Are we ready?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm more than ready.
What are you eating?
I'm pretty sure she went up and ate a bunch of cat poop.
I think she got into the...
That's a shit-eating grin on that dog's face.
She kind of
chews
on it a little bit.
Oh, God.
We posted... I say we. I'm doing the heavy lifting on Instagram. It's all right. I'm our social media person.
I would love to be able to log into this Instagram.
Oh, maybe. God.
You want me to take her outside a second?
Yeah, oof. Yeah. Put her out in the backyard. Okay. Jesus.
Oh, my God. All right, the dog is outside. Thank your lucky stars, listener, that you cannot smell what just occurred.
Awful.
In here. Terrible. Yeah, two different pets are implicated in this scent. It's Maymay and Gemma both contributing to this terrible basement smell.
Okay, so I posted on Instagram a story that implied that none other than Jason Tartlett...
Mm-hmm.
is interested in becoming the next Bachelor. He says he would consider it. Let me tell you, listeners, I am still, again, it's losing a little bit of its shine for me.
Oh, is the honeymoon over on the Tartlett podcast? Okay.
But I'm still listening to it.
Okay.
And so I saw an episode. I started listening to it earlier this week before we ran this Tartlett story.
Before we broke it. We were the ones that broke the Tartlett story.
And in this episode, it's just like a solo Q&A with Jason.
Wait, who's asking the questions?
Yes.
Him? He's like, no. Jason, how did you get so handsome? Great question, Jason.
He has a kind of like a co-host. He's like a producer on the show, but he does like a run back with him at the end. He's called the Curious Canadian.
Okay, I do like that.
And so usually the Curious Canadian just pops in at the end and is like, here's what I thought about the guests. Like, here are my impressions. And again, it's a money podcast. So he'll be like, here's some numbers that we crunched, that type of thing.
Hey, here's how much you would make being the Bachelor, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So he does this solo like episode. This guy could not be angling any harder to be the Bachelor.
Okay, what's he doing on this as a non-listener?
I wish that I had like written his answer down, because the whole question was like a review of 2023.
Okay.
And it was like, you know, this is what you said was going to happen in 2023. Like,
was it like world predictions? Like, I think that there will be a drastic Israel-Hamas war.
I predict that Ian Ziering of 90210 is going to get into a biker brawl. No, it was personal predictions.
Okay.
And for 2024, he was like, I predict that I'm going to find love at the end of this year and that it'll, like, I mean, it was, I predict that I want to be the Bachelor and I'm manifesting that.
I predict that I will date somewhere between 25 and 32 women, or perhaps 33 in a historic move.
Literally, he was like, I think it'll be unconventional, but it'll help me find my person. It was just, it really, you know.
I think it'll lead to financial gain. How do you feel? I don't have a strong opinion about Jason Tartlett.
I was going to say, like, I've actually been a little bit more of a fan of him through listening to the podcast, but this did not sit well with me. I don't like anybody that's trying too hard.
He's a pick me.
And I understand. I can't really say that, because if you're going to get that role, I think you do. You have to try for it.
Like, well, you have to do it a little more behind the scenes. Like, oh, me? Yeah. I guess I'll do it.
Or
you know?
Just be like, fuck yeah, I want to be the Bachelor.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. Like, I don't like this middle ground of making
it
clear. I'll consider it. Yeah, right,
if they
Jason,
came to me, I would weigh my options.
Right.
Yeah, you would kill your grandmother to be the Bachelor.
You're not considering shit.
I don't know why they would ask him to kill his grandmother to be the Bachelor, but he would do it.
He'd do it.
In a heartbeat. He would stop her heartbeat in a heartbeat.
So we got some comments on that.
Okay.
Because, let's see, our listener Jake, speaking of.
Mm-hmm. The winner.
Yeah.
Winner, ooh, chicken dinner.
I can win. Not when I'm your partner.
Well, I think we know what the X factor is there. Yeah.
He said that he did not even have any idea that him and what's her name broke up. The chick with all the Botox. That would be Caitlin, Jake.
What's her name?
And Jake's prediction, speaking of predictions,
okay, yeah,
is that in 2 years, Jason and Caitlin will be back on Bachelor in Paradise.
That, kind of, I think that makes sense. Yeah,
a little bit of the Katie Blake situation.
Right. But except they'll both be there as like legit contestants, you're saying, or he's saying.
He doesn't know. He's not that specific. All right.
I want a prediction nailed down, Jake. Come on.
We got a few responses. We heard from Kate, who said he looks, in all caps, good.
Oh.
So we definitely have some Tartlet fans.
Okay. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that might be the end of the Tartlet story.
Okay, what else did we get?
We also...
You sent me a screenshot of just Insta blowing up.
Blowing it up. Yeah. This is huge.
Okay, give it to me.
I think did I tell you this?
Well, I don't know. I haven't heard it yet.
It's come in a couple of parts.
So I don't know. Okay.
Did I tell you that our one of our listener who specifically asked to remain nameless lives in Fort Worth and says that she's seen Jake Pavelka on Bumble within the last 6 months?
Okay.
And
huge.
I said, yeah. OMG, that's amazing. We need you to go on a date with him.
Okay.
She said, I'm not his type, LOL. But he was posted in the local Are We Dating the Same Guy group.
And Vienna was on there.
There are women on there who have been on dates with him. She said that I can't say what her name is because it's a private group and they're uptight about sharing stuff.
Yes.
But she even sent I think I can say this because we're not giving a name.
Right.
She sent a screenshot, which they're not supposed to do.
Oh, okay.
And the screenshot has one girl saying, super nice guy. At the time, he was fresh out of a long-term relationship. Was it Vienna? We don't know.
Probably.
Neither of us were really ready for anything serious. I still hear from him via text every week or two as friends.
Oh.
By the way, this is you.
That
You're
is
Jake
me.
Pavelka.
Yeah.
No recent dates. It was about a year ago. And then she said, I knew who he was when we matched on one of the apps a year ago. Big Bachelor fan. And he's not the first Bachelor I've gone on a date
with.
Wait,
what?
We need to get this girl on the pod.
What? You have gone on a date with multiple Bachelors? Yeah, we need to interview this lady.
She said he never talked about it. We talked via text and on the phone for a solid month before we actually went on a date. While on the date, he eventually casually mentioned it. Cool.
Sure.
Smooth.
Dropping it in.
Operator.
What a flex. I was the Bachelor,
well,
by the way.
He was nice. I didn't get the villain vibes that he was portrayed to be on the show. He's a pilot, but only flies as a hobby now on small planes. He owns a waste management company with some real estate.
He deals with a lot of shit is what you're telling us.
She says, I don't have any tea. He was nice with me and it just wasn't the right time.
And
wow.
So this was not the messenger, but another person.
This woman who messaged us took a screenshot of this
which
lady who apparently has been on multiple dates with Bachelors.
That is, yeah, we need to get her on the show.
Can you imagine how excited I would be if
you
but
would
you know
lose
what, though,
your goddamn mind.
That one Bachelor former, well, she wasn't a bachelorette though. She was just a contestant. But that girl lives in Huntsville. What's her face?
The
crazy lady. I shouldn't say that.
Right. I don't want to say that she's crazy.
No, she's
the woman
crazy.
who had lost her husband and was very like that southern
super
lady.
Southern.
Yeah.
And then ended up going viral because her house was so crazy and everybody was posting about it. Remember that?
Kind of. Yeah.
Like one of my friends in Houston posted, it was like one of those Zillow Gone Wild things. And I was like, oh, this is in Huntsville. And I was like, oh, that's
it's
that
the
Bachelor
lady.
I
could have ended up on a Hinge date with her.
I think she's remarried.
Is she remarried? Okay. I mean, she'll come around again, but I'm not available, lady. Nice try.
We can't name this person, but thank you for this Pavelka scoop.
This is huge. This is exactly the kind of reporting that we should be doing all the time. The kind of thorough, do the Pulitzer people know? Like, could you submit yourself for a Pulitzer nomination or...
Anybody else that has any like insider experiences with Bachelor people, please tell us.
Also, like the more mundane, the better.
Yeah.
Like I saw, so like one time and a little flex, like it's not that big of a flex. Like I saw John Cusack at a restaurant and he dropped his sunglasses.
Dude,
like that's the level of mundanity.
I talked with Ryan Gosling in the grocery store and you're going to tell me that John Cusack dropped his
sunglasses? Yes, but I know what I'm saying is that's the level of mundaneness that I'm looking for here.
Well, get ready for Gosling to thank me in his Oscars speech.
Oh yeah, I bet he will. Yeah.
I went to high school with the girl that won Jerry O'Connell's season, or no, Charlie O'Connell.
That's right. We went over that. Yeah. We should have retroactively done that one.
But. Yeah.
All right. Give us some more shout outs.
Okay. Aim Dame.
Aim Dame
says that this might be an unpopular opinion.
Ooh, hit us with it.
Jesse and Joey playing tennis together. Jesse was hotter than Joey. Whoa.
I was actually going to ask you about this scene.
Jesse had really good form.
He did. I thought he, I mean, I don't know that much about tennis.
Well, you took for a whole month.
I took for a month and I played on one team, but he seemed like he was doing okay.
Yeah. He looked good.
Like he wasn't comically bad or anything.
No. I liked that scene.
Who was hotter?
Joey.
Okay.
Jesse is good looking though.
I actually feel like Jesse, I don't know that glow up is the right term, but I do feel like he's been looking a little better lately.
I think maybe we're just like used to him
where he's, but usually the shine wears off and I feel like the shine is wearing on for me with Jesse Palmer.
I think too he's like settling into it.
He's
like
settling
he's
into the role.
He's not quite as well. Hello. Did you
know
that Gemma was
Didn't she said that she heard us talking about how much her shit stinks.
Just kind of popped out of that closet, didn't
sure.
she
yeah. You never quite know where she's at. You never know where she's at.
No, I know where she's at.
Hey, Gemma Cat, what a good girl.
What a freakish meow you have.
No, that's a wonderful cat. That is music to my ears to hear that cat meow.
I think he's just a little more comfortable in the role now.
He's not eased as into formal. He's not as wooden. He has a little more personality.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. Okay.
Even though his personality is wooden.
He has a bit more of a wooden personality. All right, what else you got shout out wise?
All right, we've got you were in this one, the Here for the Wrong Reasons.
Yeah, I get to be a part of some of these.
Yeah, you got some of Aim Dames. So let's talk about this a little bit.
Okay.
Multiple listeners were very excited that Michael Bolton showed up, as were we, clearly. Obviously, I wish that he had sung Said I Love You, But I Lied. Want to hear my prediction?
Yes.
He comes back to sing it for the finale.
Oh,
how amazing
would that
be? That would
be wonderful. I wanted him to sing that so badly that I tweeted at him from our account. Would it have been too much for you to sing Said I Loved You But I Lied?
Did he respond?
No, he did not.
No response.
But we got at least three likes.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. So there was a social media firestorm about him not singing it.
Okay. Aim Dame says, Maria, ugh. She said she's pulling some shenanigans, and I think she's overcompensating. What are your thoughts on Maria? Because I can't decide.
Okay, I can't either. So I will say, based on what is admittedly a very limited understanding of this conflict about the oldness, that I thought that she handled that well. In sense of like, I don't think the like sniping about it was great, but I thought that when they communicated about it, she was like, I think she should own that. I don't think Joey is going to say like, oh no, she's 31. I'm not going to date her. Like I thought that part of it was handled well and that the whole thing was blown a little out of proportion.
I agree with that. I do think the thing was blown out of proportion. I second your point. I don't think she went about it the right way. She's very abrasive.
Sure.
And you don't have to be like the sweetest person. I mean, honestly, she's probably a lot like me, but I think that that's maybe not the best way to go about some things sometimes, especially if you're on TV. Like, she just seemed like she was trying, like she wanted to resolve it, but she was being combative in the way that she approached it. And I just don't think that's effective.
No, I mean, I don't know. I had a hard time understanding exactly who was mad at who for what.
Well, I'll say as well, I do think that she was kind of dismissive of, is it Marlena? What's that girl's name?
I think that's right. I have it in my notes. Okay.
I thought she was a little dismissive of Medina's, like, feeling self-conscious about being the oldest person in the house. I do think that that is something that would, I mean, somebody has to be the oldest. And of course, I agree with Maria's point that 31 isn't old. But if you're 31 and you're the oldest one in the house, A, just to be the oldest has to kind of suck. Like, yeah, that would be something that you might feel a little, again, self-conscious about. Mm-hmm. And B, there's a big difference between being in your 20s and being in your 30s. Just like there's a difference between saying you're in your 30s and your 40s. Like, I get it that it's only 2 years, because when she's like, I'm 29, we're the same age. Bitch, you're not. There's a difference between being 29 and 31. And also, I feel like just let her feel that way. Like, you don't, and I get it that, I think that her point was like, I feel bad for you. You shouldn't feel that way about it. But I think that it came off a little bit of her just kind of, again, like being dismissive.
Yeah. It was interesting, too, because what Medina is what we've decided her name is. She said,
we haven't decided that it is her name.
She was like, as soon as she said it, she was like, I wish I wouldn't have said that out loud.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't like...
And like, so what I'm saying is Maria, I think, was being a little hard on someone who like, oh, let me suck that comment back into my mouth.
And also, it's fine that you said it. You know, like, I don't like it that it feels like she said something that she wishes she hadn't said, but that would imply that she was, like, being vulnerable. And then Maria kind of, like, she didn't pounce on it, but I don't like... I'm not totally on board with Maria's reaction to that. I don't think she handled it well.
I mean, again, though, I think that it did get blown out of proportion. I thought that some of her points were good. And I think what rankled people, because I saw a lot of this on Twitter as well, of people being like feeling self-conscious about being the oldest one there is understandable. But her thing was like, I'm 31. I'm running out of time in my life.
Yeah.
And like, I think that that is a unfortunate narrative that a lot of people fall into.
I think it's an unfortunate narrative as well, but
okay.
Devil's advocate.
Oh, the devil's advocate is here. Al Pacino is here. Hoo-ah!
You can taste, but don't touch.
Look, but don't touch. Touch, but don't taste. Taste, don't swallow.
I think that we all do that. Like, I think there's a difference between knowing something logically and having feelings about it. And for instance, I know that 41, all things considered, isn't old.
Right.
But sometimes I feel old. It doesn't mean that my feelings are invalid. And I also think if you were 31 and surrounded by a bunch of 23-year-olds who are like, I'm ready to get married and have my babies. Okay, that cat is...
This is a wonderful cat. She's saying, I disagree, Anna.
Got a lot to talk about.
31 is the new 21 is what she's saying. Gemma, I agree. You're a wonderful beast.
If that was your...
Come here. Get on up here.
Like the environment that you're in, that would exacerbate that feeling even more.
Sure. I mean, I think what you're saying is that Maria, maybe a better approach would be to do something like, I understand why you feel that way. Sometimes I feel that way too, but we're not that old. Everything's going to be fine.
You feel what you feel, and those feelings are real.
Feelings are real. But I will say maybe that would have been the best way, but I do think that she handled it fine. Like, I don't think when it came to the actual conversation about
Well,
it.
No, I would disagree with that too, because she actually didn't speak directly to Medina about it. Instead, she went out to the garden and was talking about it with some other, with Taylor.
That's
somebody.
What I'm saying. That part of it is not the handling it yeah. well. The when they actually had a conversation about it, I thought that what she had to say was fine.
Yeah, I mean, when they actually had a conversation about it, I guess, but at that point, Medina already knew that she had been like talking about right. it with other people. So I feel like it's impossible to win then, because you're like, well, you were running your mouth about it. Like, just talk to me.
Yeah. No, you're no, too big I to stand do. On this computer. No, she's light as a feather.
This computer has a weight limit of 35 pounds.
This cat has slimmed down so much and she looks wow. great. And she looked great when we got her. It's a beautiful animal. No, I mean, I understand that going. And talking in the garden. This is just all so dumb, too.
Well,
like,
yeah, it's a dumb... And I did agree with her with that, because she was like, this is the dumbest fight in yeah. Bachelor history. First of all, no, it's not, but...
Right, that is a tough claim. Yeah. I would actually love for listeners to weigh in, what is the dumbest fight in Bachelor history? I would love to get listeners to tell us what they think.
Yeah, I would like that, too.
Yeah. All right, so other shout-outs.
Yeah, yes, yes, keep it coming.
Yeah, okay.
To quote CNC Music Factory. All right. Amanda says, do you think... Oh, and she said she didn't know if we had recorded yet, but she wanted to throw this out. We had not. Don't worry. No. We're lazy.
I mean, but also, we are way on it compared to usual. Two days, only a two-day turnaround. Yeah.
Do you
Nathaniel should be happy with us.
She says, do you think Franco... got sad that the Bachelor was doing their annual wedding date and not using him as a photographer. That
yes.
was a steady gig for him, and now no longer. Was he out when Mike Fleiss was out? Did he watch from home and find out when all of us did?
Oh.
I know Ryan was disappointed.
Yeah.
I feel like that was like something you specifically said, was you were excited
right,
for
Franco. Right, like Franco's coming back because they're putting everybody in wedding dresses again. I thought that that was funny too, that date was funny, because at first I thought the whole thing was going to happen at the mansion, and I was like, oh, they're really cheaping out, because when they like all went to get their dresses in the mansion, which again led to a tremendous amount of squealing. An absurd amount of shrieking.
Are they all the same size? Like, how
I mean,
do they...
I don't know. I mean, they must, it's kind of like when Lila had those princess toys where you could like snap Jasmine's dress off and like put it on Merida
yeah,
or whatever.
Snapping Jasmine's dress
You remember what I'm referring to. You could just switch their dresses around because they all were pretty much interchangeable.
But and, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, yeah.
Those
I mean,
were
I think
like plastic dolls.
Yeah.
These are actual women.
Humans.
You have to assume that they're different sizes and heights, right?
I mean, yeah, but I still think that. I mean, they probably had a variety of things, but they don't need as much of a variety of things as like the population of America.
Nobody's bigger than a size 8.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I was disappointed that Franco wasn't
oh,
there.
Oh, absolutely. I love... Franco could be on every... Franco could be The Bachelor, for all I care. No. That would be wonderful.
Negative.
No? Okay.
She also sent a little meme that said, same person, different font, and it was Maria and that Victoria. I can't remember what her... Victoria F?
Oh,
Victoria Fuller.
Okay, I don't
see that.
I don't see it. The comparison I made, again, to our listener Jake, is the female McBoyle from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
You haven't said that yet.
Well, I was saying I made it elsewhere.
Oh.
Like, but that, so Google image that, and I feel like it, she's
well, gives
a little
bit of... Well, I don't think she's talking about, are you talking about looks?
Yes.
No, I think she's talking about like...
personality.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't see that at all. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't either.
Victoria P was the one that wore the White Lives Matter shirt.
Victoria F.
Okay, but the one that we're talking about here.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
With Greg Grippo.
Oh, get a Grippo. Action Grippo.
Good one.
Good two.
Yeah, yeah.
I got two in. All right. What else do we have?
Ida Katz said she wished that she could make us... She says you. I assume she's talking about just me. Maybe you too.
Is this a plural or a singular
well,
you?
Well, because she says she would make you, me, uh-huh. a denim tennis jacket embroidered with 4TWR. I would wear the shit out of that.
So would I. Two denim tennis jackets, please.
Robin number two. Get on it, please.
I can send my measurements. Unlike The Bachelor, you might need specific measurements for the two of us, and I can provide those.
Finally.
Finally, yeah.
One last shout out.
Okay.
A very specific one. And I hope this isn't crossing a line.
Oh, boy. Okay.
But we got a message from Michaela, our resident artist.
Yes.
She said she's been out of touch. She couldn't believe that Michael Bolton was in the episode, that she almost screamed, and that she also wishes that he had said I loved you,
but of course,
I lied.
Yeah.
She said she thought of us and wanted to send us some love, but Michaela's big news, which Michaela, honestly, this just sounds like an excuse, and excuses are like assholes. Everybody has one.
Okay. Yeah.
She has been busy because she had a baby.
Oh,
I know.
She produced a new creation.
And
yeah. Her greatest work of art.
Michaela, I actually saw on Instagram that you posted about the little bundle of joy.
Oh, you've been stalking Michaela on Insta.
A little bit. We're friends on regular Instagram, so yeah. I saw it. But again, and this is where I hope I'm not crossing a line. What I saw was that the middle name is Rose. And I have to assume that that is a shout out to me and Ryan.
A shout out to us and that Rose.
Bachelor.
A Bachelor Rose. I thought it was like, I'll get right on that Rose.
No. I'm right on top of that Rose.
No, that obscure, don't tell mom the babysitter's dead.
Nope, the
central component of the entire show. Absolutely, yes. That makes a little more sense.
Many, many, many congratulations. We hope that it is a happy baby.
That is wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is great. Breaking news on my end.
Okay.
I have a Gmail shout out that
came
in while we were recording.
Did you text Nathaniel and say,
show.
Hey, send me an email?
No, it's Tofu G who says that she's taking a break from Insta but needed to email because Lord Bolton himself, she's also disappointed that he didn't sing our pod's favorite said I love you, but I lied.
Yeah. A lot of disappointment in that.
Yeah. People were very upset. I imagine all of America was upset.
So I'm looking at the Instagram feed on our page, and it is filled with a lot of Bachelor news, not surprisingly. I already saw this. I think my friend Sarah sent it to me. Susie and Justin are together. Justin of the Faces and Susie Clayton's ex.
Oh, yeah.
Caitlin of the Too Much Botox and Zach, Tayshia's ex, are rumored to be together.
Oh, interesting.
Why do they all date each other? Like, what? Can you not date someone outside of the Bachelorverse?
So I am curious about this, too, because, and I love the term Bachelorverse.
Yeah.
I think that, one, they're all kind of running into each other all the time.
Why? Are there like bachelor parties that they just all get invited to?
Bachelor parties.
God.
Oh, but I also think, maybe to be generous, I think it's like, oh, we went through the same weird thing.
No,
it's kind of like how people in grad school end up dating each other. It's like,
you could date. Yeah, you saw how that turned out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, here's a word of caution to you all. But like, you could date somebody else, but this person's here, you know?
Right, but that was because we were all like living together and going to school together. It's not like a bunch of people who went to Purdue then got together after the fact. Like, I 100% understand it if you are on Paradise together.
Sure.
But like, how does Susie and Justin know each other? And also, isn't it weird that like, you're all friends and you also end up dating multiple people? Like, Tayshia and Caitlin are supposed to be really good friends, and now Caitlin is dating Zach?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I mean, that all sounds like real life to me.
I don't know.
That none of this is surprising to me at all.
I
get what you mean about like the logistics of like, how are they spending enough time together to know each other, but other
like
than that,
young professional groups, like, do they have just like bachelor night where they all meet up at a bar?
They have a bachelor meetup. I mean, they might have that.
I would love to be in that.
Oh, that's how. Well, so you need to go on a date with Pavelka on Bumble, and then use that as your entree into the Bachelor Young Professionals group.
Isn't Bumble the trashy one?
No, Bumble is very female friendly. Because only the women can, I forget what it is. There's some as like only they can initiate or only they can start the conversation. So it's actually like keeps, you can match with women, but then the women have more power.
Okay.
So it's a little more feminist.
Well, that's why Pavelka's on there. He's just such a feminist.
As an active feminist.
He's such a meninist.
Not all men. Hashtag Pavelka.
All right. Well, I think that's it for shout outs.
It better be because we are 35 minutes into this episode. But we've kind of gone over some of this stuff.
Yeah, we covered some of the
stuff. We've been a little around the board. But
we will hop into it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we open with Joey teaching Jesse some tennis. Mm-hmm. We do get our bride group date. Everybody knew it was coming.
Yeah.
I believe this is one of the first times that they've actually like faked an entire wedding and done like a wedding challenge.
Yeah, I agree. As opposed to just like all taking pictures. I mean, maybe that's why Franco wasn't there, because it wasn't quite a photo shoot date, but I still missed him.
You still have a wedding photographer.
Right. I wanted him to be there. We have to talk about the moment. Well, I guess there's a lot to talk about. So Maria misses her dad, Paul McCartney.
She also says that he owns a sprinkle company, and I believe you told me that he was a rock star.
No, I said that he looked like a rock star.
I thought you said that he was in a band.
No, I think there was a miscommunication.
I mean, obviously.
Again,
when she
our
said,
communication
this reminds
skills.
Me of my dad, he owns a sprinkles company. I was like, wait.
Well, also, wait, I missed that. He like a cookie sprinkles company?
She,
not
like,
a sprinkler company.
The cupcake and had like a sprinkle on her lip, and she was like, this reminds me of my dad, he owns a sprinkles company.
Well, maybe he's a rock star who's like a Newman's Own kind of thing, where it's like McCartney's sprinkles.
Yeah, you're right, maybe it's the franchise. I mean, I don't know, maybe it's just sprinkles.
Yeah, just that's all he makes, is like, we may each sprinkle is handmade by artisans, by local artisans.
I'm looking it up.
Okay. I mean, I tried to find who this guy was already. I just said that he looked like a rock star.
This person says he is deeply involved in the world of sprinkles.
Oh, my God. I would love for that to be said about me. What do I have to do to be deeply involved in the world of sprinkles?
It says he's a prominent figure in the confectionery industry.
That
wow.
sounds amazing. I wonder what the world is. The world of sprinkles, I see two possibilities.
Oh, he's, well, okay.
One is that the world of sprinkles is just as like candy coated and like Buddy the Elf vibes as you can imagine. The other is that it is like deeply dark.
I would
and
think
like,
that.
Yeah, like backstabbing and like cutthroat, like sprinkle men are always like getting buried in giant getting buried under frosting and mysterious accidents.
So I think he's kind of like Veruca Salt's dad.
Oh, okay. That might fit, actually.
He holds the position of president at the Jubilee Candy Corp.
That is awesome.
It says this company is recognized as a leading manufacturer in the confectionery industry, specializing in a diverse range of cake decorations for the baking sector.
What it is, here's
why. This guy's loaded.
Here's why I got confused. He's a sprinkles rock star. He's a rock star in the confectionery
world.
He's
a rock star in the baking sector. Man, I bet he's freaking wealthy.
And, I mean, all the sprinkles you can eat.
President of Jubilee.
Yeah.
How about Jubilee showing
yes,
back up?
Yes, speaking of which, yeah.
Is and, that a coincidence?
Not at all. This thing runs deep. This is what I'm talking about. The sprinkle world is very insidious.
Can we talk about how the card read? Tell me if this made you as irritated as
okay.
me. Here comes the brides. No.
Yeah, right.
Here come the brides.
Yes, right. That I am knee deep in grading editing projects that involve subject verb agreement, and that is not correct. I didn't notice that, but now I'm mad.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't notice cuz the women were shrieking so loudly when it was read that I couldn't hear. I can't hear the grammar, ladies. I can't hear the grammar.
So they go to a place called the Hummingbird Nest.
Okay.
And we are told that there's going to be a very special guest. Spoiler alert, Miki, it's Michael Bolton. they have to go through a bunch of competitions. When they're on their way there, that's when, so Maria, they're all filming like video blogs.
What was happening, actually? I didn't know. Why was she doing
that?
They
do that. I think they do it for kind of maybe like promotional material. Not sure, but I know that when they've done like international trips, they'll show them, like they'll do that on when they're boarding their flight.
Okay. Because I thought she was doing this. Well, that's what I'm saying is like, I thought she was doing this almost of like her own volition, which made it seem way more annoying.
It looked like every girl was giving like a little, but you know what I wonder? Because, it seemed like they had been like asked to talk about certain things. Like, what do you imagine your wedding day looking like? I almost wonder if they like give that footage to the bachelor so that he can get to know them better, you know, or like I wonder if there are like, remember how at the end of the episodes when they would do the rose ceremony, they used to have their headshots.
I loved
up.
That. I missed that so much. But it was so ridiculous.
I almost wonder if you kind of make a little like sizzle reel and give it to the bachelor so that he can like know who these girls are, especially in like these early episodes.
Oh, interesting. This is an interesting conspiracy theory.
No reason to think that that's true.
So what we're saying is that's what happens.
Somebody said something that made me think like, oh, it sounds like they're filming this for Joey.
Okay, I see.
Because someone was like, obviously it includes you, something like that.
Okay,
you know?
Where it's okay, interesting. I mean, that would make sense to me.
Yeah.
Because they seem to know more about these people than like you would in the group date setting.
You can get to know a lot about people on a date with 15
where you
other
throw
people.
Paint at each other.
Yeah. So this is where Maria starts talking about how her dad is going to walk her down the aisle, and Lauren gets really emotional because her dad died, I think she said like 7 months ago. And Lauren just kind of has a pall
cast about her.
For the whole date.
Paul.
Yeah, well, I'll also say that Maria gives Lauren a very awkward hug when she hears about that.
That was awkward. I actually thought Maria was sweet in this part of the episode. Because
she
also, like, she,
like, pulled
goes
her
out
aside.
With her. Yeah, and she's like, you know, you don't have to, you're allowed to feel a certain way. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought that she actually did a good job, like, talking to her about it.
But it was one of those things, too, where it's almost like, I mean, I guess they're just filming everything, and that was interesting, I guess. But, like, for Maria to be mentioning her dad while Lauren is sitting there, it almost seemed like the producer was like, hey, Maria, don't you love your confectioner sprinkle empire dad?
I thought it was weird that she was like, I miss my dad so much.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Like, you're 29.
I mean, that was in her bio, though, was how much like she loves her.
Yeah, I think that's weird.
Her sugar daddy. He's the sugar daddy.
Here's my prediction. Maria gets to hometowns, and there is something real weird about this sprinkle man.
I actually really want her to get to hometowns now just so we can see what's going on at the sprinkle factory.
I feel like he's going to be, it's like he does everything with sprinkles.
Or he has a little whistle that he blows and Oompa Loompas come out.
Oh, well, I hope we get to meet the sprinkle man.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, they've mentioned him and shown him enough where I feel like this guy is going to have some part to play.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Maybe Joey has a mishap in his factory based on what would Joey's flaw
be? Joey eats those magic sprinkles because his granddad convinces him to. That's what it is. His uncle comes along and is like a bad influence, and then they get into trouble.
Yes, that's it. That all tracks perfectly.
And then Maria's dad is like, Joey, I was going to give you this sprinkles factory, and now I can't. Good day, sir.
But someone from a competing Bachelor franchise or like a competing reality show franchise tries to like get him to steal secrets.
Yep.
And he won't. He's like, sorry, love is blind.
Andy Cohen. He's like hiding in the bushes.
With a fake mustache on.
Okay. They do just competitions. Joey says, I could talk about Evelyn's athletic ability all day.
I mean, Evelyn leaping over the table.
I love that.
That was wonderful. And in fact, there was a magnificent tweet where someone had like a still frame of it and they were like, this is a Renaissance painting. And they were right, because like every single person's face and like it was just, it was really wonderful.
Rachel gives a toast and Joey's real big on Rachel. Like he says that she blows him away. They dance together. Mm-hmm. She wins and gets to do the first dance mm-hmm. to When a Man Loves a Woman.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, whatever.
Fine.
I would have taken How Do I Live Without You.
That actually, that would have been better.
Yeah.
I mean, Said I Loved You But I Lied obviously makes no sense as a song, but, whatever. Well, I guess it makes as much sense because it's, you know, he hasn't said that he loves her yet, but I'm sure he will. Again, he's just going to say he loves every single person on this show.
I'm going to be very disappointed if Michael Bolton doesn't circle back around to do an encore performance at the Rose Ceremony.
What if Maria's dad is a rock star that knows Michael Bolton and they perform together?
I felt like Michael Bolton looked really depressed to be there. He did not look. He was not feeling it.
No, he was not excited about this gig. Mm. Like his agent was like, I got you something, Mikey. I got you a big gig.
You and Chenille Farts.
If you can't get Chenille Farts, just get Michael Bolton.
All right, so in the... Okay, all right. I forgot. I have a lot to say about this.
Okay, here we go.
In the night party, when Maria comes out in her fucking underwear, how thirsty can you get?
She's not thirsty. She's dehydrated.
Oh, my God. And you know what, Maria? It backfired. I just, like, what are you doing, ma'am?
Well, so this was just... It was hilarious to me. Like, it was just absurd.
Oh, I bet it was.
Oh, I laughed and I laughed. Yeah. Well, because for several reasons. One, obviously I don't wear this kind of stuff, but that did not look more comfortable. She's like, I'm going to go slip into something more comfortable. Like she was in an 80s movie trying to seduce like the principal or something.
And it's just dumb. You chose the dress that you have on. That like weird corset dress.
Right. Right. Well, and like she had this other weird sleeve bra outfit ready to go.
It was not a sleeve, but it was just a bra.
No, but there was something else going. There were
was
like sleeves.
Yeah,
that's what I'm getting at is like it was like part of the shirt
and
was
then
just
you have
missing.
To like sit there and like just have your boobs out. Like, I mean,
it clearly had the desired effect on Joey.
Which was what, no, actually, I would argue against that. And
oh,
I know as a gentleman, you might have a different opinion.
Okay, let me hear.
I actually think, because Joey said, I love what I see from Maria, but I really want to see more. And then he gave the date rose to Jess, who opened up about her relationship. I feel like, look, I'm not going to sit here and say that I think Joey hated seeing Maria's boobs. No, I think he was like,
he said,
great.
I wanted to see more.
Well, you did, didn't you? But I...
he wants to see even more.
I think... this might not be true.
Okay.
I think he, like, wanted to get to know her. And then it's distracting. Like, you come out in a bra. Truly... how would you feel in that moment?
Oh, it would be super awkward. And especially it, like this is being filmed. Like you would be like, oh, this is like fun and like exciting. And she's coming on to me. But you wouldn't have like any sort of meaningful conversation
after
that.
And I think
it's pretty clear.
Joey is actually looking for.
Right.
It's like, I want to get to know you. And then she's like, well, here are my tits.
She says, I promise I'm not trying to seduce you. But then they kiss. They do kiss passionately.
Also, shut the fuck up, Maria. Yes, you are. You came out in a bra and underwear.
Well, I mean, later she was like, I am trying to seduce
you. Yeah,
him. I mean, I just thought. So I guess as
I loved the girls' reaction.
Oh, yeah. Well, so I guess to me, this is like, is it a good move? No.
Is it funny, weird television? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So in that sense,
I mean, I feel
it was
like it's
a
little bit like Jordan coming out in those golden underwear.
Right.
Where it's like, well, I guess you're off the plate now for a serious choice, but that's okay. We can sit here.
I mean, again, men and women are different, so I don't know if Maria is as off the plate as Jordan is, but...
Well, she's on the plate for the fantasy suite.
Sure.
But I mean, obviously it depends on the bachelor And I don't think we know Joey well enough. But, you know, as I said to you, he gives me a little bit of like Chris Sewell's vibes. And part of that was, I mean, Chris Sewell's cut what's-her-face after he found out that she did Playboy. Like, I don't know if Joey is that type of person or not, but I think that this show picks a lot of guys who would be like, I don't want my future wife to do that on TV. Like, they wouldn't say that in such clear terms, but I for sure think that Zach would feel that way. I feel like Clayton would probably feel that way.
Yosef would feel that way. That guy. Man, so Chris Sewell's cut someone who did Playboy. That's a real Kirk Cameron growing pains move.
Jade Roper, who ended up with Tanner.
Oh, Jade and Tanner. Yeah. Sure, yeah.
Janner.
Does he know that she was in Playboy?
He was like, I'm all in.
Yeah.
Once you get to Paradise, I feel like people are like, I don't give a shit.
Sure. I mean, I think, again, it was stupid, and I mean that both as a compliment and a criticism. This whole, I'm going to slip into something more comfortable.
I'm going to make this like claim right now.
Okay.
I actually feel like Joey is very interested in like a kind of sweet, innocent type.
Yeah.
And so I don't think that this is quite the play.
No. Well, I mean, I think he and Daisy seem to really connect. Yeah.
Rachel too.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think that's his type. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't see a world where Maria wins this. Like I said, I really want her to go to hometowns for the sprinkle factory, but I think even that's a little bit of a stretch.
I could see her getting far enough to do that just because I think I could see Joey being like, I'm so intrigued and she challenges me.
Right. And free candy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a kid in a candy store.
All the sprinkles I can eat.
Rawr.
All right. So
speaking of Daisy.
Said, yeah. Well, so, and again, Jess gets the date rose for that. She opens up about, being in a relationship where this I didn't really get, where there was infidelity and the first night kind of like triggered that with her, I guess just because there's a bunch of other women there.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. It's just like this person, my previous relationship involved someone dating more than one person. And now
yeah,
this
but
show does the same thing. No,
it.
I know, but I can still see why that would be a, again, you know what you're getting into, but
I'm not a Jess fan.
I'm not a Jess fan at all. Yeah. I am really not a Jess fan. She, said something super irritating that I put in my notes.
Was it smoochy pooch?
That. Oh, yeah. When she was like, the date card said something about a bride. And I said, I'm right here, babe. Oh, and when she was like, someone else steals Joey or something. And she's like, to have that immediate connection taken away, it just stinks.
Yeah.
It stinks.
That's what I don't like. I don't like it when there are women who like had one moment of connection with him, like on night one, and then they're like, this is so hard. It's
right.
Like, well, it's going to be a lot harder than this.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't care for her at all.
But she gets the date
rose. She gets the date rose. Yep.
This
is good to this Daisy date.
Yeah, well, Lauren opens up about the dad stuff, and I thought that Jason handled that really well.
Oh yeah, no, I did too. I thought, and Joey is the gentleman's name. You said Jason.
I keep doing that.
Yeah, I know. I think you were not very big on Joey last week. I think Joey does a wonderful job with several complicated situations, like in the sense of like you know the right thing to do. Both talking to Daisy, talking to Lauren, but it's still hard to do that stuff sometimes.
I wasn't trying to be hard on Joey. I think he's in real life probably a great person. I don't know that we're going to like him as like carrying the lead of the show.
But again, on that criteria, I could see a lot of people struggling to do the obvious right thing.
Yeah.
When people are pouring their heart, and he did a nice job.
Or just like getting awkward. And
yeah,
I felt
exactly.
Like he seemed very genuine, very sincere. I agree with that. I like Joey.
Last week you said that you were going to hate him.
He was boring last week.
By the end. I mean, he was kind of boring this week too, but
yeah, no,
I don't think he's going to be the most exciting bachelor, but I think he's going to be solid. And I don't think that he's going to be like a dick, like a secret dick.
I don't either. I don't think that we have like a Zach Shallcross.
Yes.
Daisy's date. question.
Okay.
Have you ever in your life heard of the performer Bahamas?
No.
Me neither.
No. And she's like, oh, I love Bahamas.
He's like, me too. Yeah. Actually, I did like the song that that guy sang.
No, that was okay.
I liked it. I felt like it was better than some of the stuff
sure,
I've seen.
Sure, yeah.
They're going to the Beach Life Ranch.
I know they are going to the Beach Life Ranch. Yeah, they took a helicopter there too, right?
Yep, nobody yeah. threw up.
Oh, I know. That's good. That's good. I would not have the same fate. One of us would barf on a helicopter if we went.
Daisy talks about her nonprofit. She tells them about her cochlear implant, mm-hmm. Which I don't think I'd ever seen one like actually in person. So that mm-hmm. was interesting.
Right. And you're learning a lot. The show is educating you.
The more you learn.
Yes. I know to back up just a second, but I wanted to mention this. I know it's always your nightmare to like have to dance on stage.
I actually thought they did a good job of it. Like, I thought it was cute.
Well, I guess too, they're not the like center of attention
song.
Either. So like they're up there, but it's not like they're just sort of there.
Yeah.
Like everybody's watching Bahamas because he's so famous.
I wouldn't want to do it.
Yes.
But I thought they handled it well.
Yeah. So, but yeah, she explains her, it's a complicated health history. Daisy explains.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Why do you go to Germany to get treated for Lyme disease? Like, is that a thing?
I apparently, I have no idea.
The Germans are here to help.
I have no idea. I mean, obviously, they made an informed decision that I know nothing about, but I have no idea why the Germans are so good at curing
yeah.
Lyme disease. I don't know.
Well, but you lived there.
I did. We had people there all the time that were there for Lyme disease treatments. All the time. I liked he was nice when he was like, how's your health now?
Yeah. Like, yeah. No, I thought he showed a genuine interest mm-hmm. and he asked a bunch of questions. And I don't like, I liked Daisy's approach too of like, mm-hmm. I don't feel like she over dramatized
right.
it, but she was like, you know, life with me is going to be a little different.
Right. Well, and you can tell, I mean, she said she had been on like one date since she had gotten this implant mm-hmm. and it had been with someone she already knew. So like you could tell that she is coming in with a lot of anxiety mm-hmm. about the situation. So.
Which like to kind of draw a parallel, I feel like, I mean, obviously having a cochlear implant and being 31 are not the same thing. But I feel like it would be the same thing if Maria was like, oh, you shouldn't worry about that. That just makes you special. You know, like nobody's doing that to Daisy. Again, it's not the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of get your point.
The
but,
gesture is there. Like if somebody feels insecure about something or anxious about something, you know, don't minimize it. Like, and I feel like that's what Maria was doing.
Like she minimized her own outfit.
Great.
She was making the comments into something more comfortable.
All right. She gets the date, Rose. No surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I
think Daisy is going to go far.
Big surprise?
Big surprise.
How about Jubilee and Demi,
and Demi
being here?
That's like, random as shit.
Right?
Yeah,
why?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know.
Did they put a call out and they were the only two that were... It was like them and Chad and they were like, I guess we'll do Jubilee.
Actually, Chad would have been good for a boot camp date.
I thought Jubilee looked really great.
Yeah.
Demi, I'm not trying to hair shame you, but those bangs, I was not a fan of.
That seems like a Demi move, though.
Bangs?
Yeah, or just like sort
just
of
like
a like
bad
strange
bangs?
Appearance. Yeah. Or like I'm quirky. I have
yeah,
bangs.
Yeah, I have bangs.
Yeah, I play a ukulele. That's Kendall. But I also, it seemed like someone was like, hey, Demi, tone it down. A hair from before. Like she didn't seem like she was Demi. This is not Hurricane Demi coming
yeah.
through. This is Drill Sergeant Demi, who's, you know, has to be a little bit more a little tougher.
Again, I was just very thrown by that being the like
the pairing. Like of course the people were bringing Wasu, out for the boot camp or Jubilee and Demi.
Were Demi and Jubilee on the same season?
I don't believe
I can't remember.
So, but listeners, correct me if I'm wrong, as I often am. I have a question for you. How did you feel about all of the scorpion, snake, vulture spider imagery that was involved.
I loved it. Same. It's boot camp. Yeah.
No, I thought it was, I was like, I don't know who was in charge of this. They gave some intern the graphics.
Somebody had a lot of fun.
Yeah, someone had a really good time, and you could tell, like, that's part of the reason I was enjoying it, because I was like, this is fun, but also, like, I could experience the vicarious fun that that person was having.
It looked like a lot of fun, too. I've never gone to do paintball, but looks like it would be a good time.
Well, and that was paintball, but they were like throwing it at each other, right? Like,
that's
when
paintball.
Well, paintball is a
based
gun.
Based on what I know from 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, okay. Because I thought, but paintball is usually like some sort of gun based.
I don't know.
Thing,
on
but...
10 Things I Hate About You, they do both.
Okay. I mean, it looked like a great time. I also loved that the paint was pointless to the game. Like, it, you don't get out if you get hit with paint.
It was like capture the flag.
Yeah, right. It has absolutely no relevance to the winning of the game. I also love that Demi and Jubilee were like, other than you having to take the heart, there are no other rules. Like, I mean, you can't, like, break someone's leg, right? You can't.
No, you can.
There are no rules here. This is a gladiator-style event.
The most dangerous game. Edwina really shines on this date. She captures the heart twice and then gets the night date, which I was surprised by. I feel like sometimes they throw you for a loop and like somebody did really well in the challenge, but then this other person got the date.
Right, because they were having the most fun. Mm-hmm. I was confused too because they did not seem to set it up that just one person on the winning team was going to.
No, I think they didn't want to tell them.
Didn't want to take their motive away, but it just seemed like they wanted to do it on purpose, like a whole bait and switch of like, oh no, only one of you gets to go. Yeah, you fight it out. I enjoyed Edwina. I mean, she was talking about growing up in an African house. Mm-hmm. I thought that I liked her. So.
She cried.
Well, yeah,
everybody's
it's a lot of crying.
Crying.
I have that in my notes. Edwina starts crying. Yeah.
Meanwhile, back at the mansion, the night before is when Medina's talking about being old. Elise is like, sit down.
Sit down because I can't stand up.
I was 37 when I came on the show.
Now I'm dead.
Lauren says she's feeling anxious. Is that a thing that we're doing now?
I guess. That seems to me like a very, like, 2011 thing to say.
Just say the word anxious.
But
I feel like it sounds like Tom Haverford's.
Yes, anxious. Well, that's what I'm saying. Is like it sounds like Tom Haverford.
Desserts are what I call desserts. Tray-trays are entrees. I call sandwiches Sammy's, Sandoozles, or Adam Sandler's. Air conditioners are cool blasters with a Z. I don't know where that came from. I call cakes big old cookies. I call noodles long ass rice. Fried chicken is fry fry chicky chick. Chicken parm is chicky chicky parm parm. Chicken cacciatore, chicky catch. I call eggs pre-birds or future birds. Root beer is super water. Tortillas are bean blankies. And I call forks food rakes.
Or like the Joe Maglione, whatever his name is, character on How I Met Your Mother. Who's like, what is that guy's name? Joe Mangione?
The guy that's divorcing Sofia Vergara?
Yeah, how do you say that gentleman's last name?
Manganiello?
Manganiello? Is that correct? I don't know that that's correct either.
It's pronounced Jaguarde or whatever Joey's last name is.
It's pronounced Tony Danza.
It's Joe Manganiello. Whoa.
See, you're having a hard time
Manganiello.
With it, too. I'm not the only
Manganiello.
One. And you're looking at it.
You're looking
right
at
now.
It.
I'm not looking
at it. Oh,
look,
they tell you. Well, even Wikipedia has three different pronunciations.
What? There's nothing is real. There is no truth in
Do
this postmodern
pronounced
world.
In the Italian pronunciation or the Neapolitan?
Oh, the Neapolitan ice cream one.
Manganiello.
Well, that's three flavors of pronunciation coming together. That's why it's so delicious.
Manganiello.
Joe Manganiello.
How do you feel about Neapolitan ice cream?
I don't like it.
Now, give it to me.
Why? I want just one. First of all, those flavors don't
meld. The flavors don't meld very
well. Like chocolate and vanilla mesh.
Obviously.
Strawberry and vanilla mesh. Strawberry and chocolate mesh, but all three of them together, get out of here.
It's a little like rock, paper, scissors. Like any two of these things match up, but like, no, I'll eat it though. I'm not going to
be
like,
you'll
where's
eat any ice cream?
No, not any ice cream.
Would you put sprinkles on it?
That's a hard question, because what sprinkles? The Sprinkle Man would have to tell me.
Do you know the Sprinkles Man? He lives on Sprinkles Lane.
He lives in Canada.
Let's see. They have that drama.
Yeah, we dealt with that already. We got that out of the way.
And then it's time for the... So that kind of festers, because like... Sydney tells Medina that Maria's been talking shit, but
right.
Maria doesn't really know yet, so we're going into the cocktail party with that.
Right.
I thought Lexi was funny. She did the painting.
I loved that. Yeah. And she like set it up as like, this is going to be an art museum. Yeah. Ever. And she's like, this is an aspiring dolphin. I really liked that. That is my... That would have charmed me very much.
And then she took her shirt off.
Now I'm going to go slip into something more comfortable.
That's what I'm talking about. I think that he's looking more for that and less for the, hey, look, I'm in a bra.
Yeah. But what if she did that in a bra?
That's what he's looking for. That's the sprinkles ticket.
That's the sprinkles on top.
Oh.
What if she came out Maria just came out wearing like a bunch of sprinkles, like Varsity Blue style.
Oh my God, what if?
Oh, that's so hot.
Ryan has to excuse himself now.
It's because I love sprinkles so much.
Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, also, yeah, sprinkles suck. Nobody
sprinkles
likes sprinkles.
Sprinkles do not suck.
Nobody
sprinkles
likes sprinkles.
Sprinkles are a little vacant as a decoration,
it's
but they don't
like
suck.
Chalk sugar that beats it, it degrades the ice cream.
No.
Yes, it actually is
absurd.
It's an addition that lowers the quality.
No.
Would rather have ice cream with no sprinkles.
No, I don't.
Always.
I don't agree. Yeah.
Well, that's dumb.
I put sprinkles all over my Neapolitan ice cream and love in every minute.
You know
of
that
it.
That's gross. It's just gross. They get all cold and then they're just like chalky in your mouth.
Well, but you put them on top and you eat them first.
No.
Yes.
Why? It's no.
They're on top. They're sprinkles covering the ice cream.
Dumb.
Do you feel any better about round sprinkles? Because I do prefer round sprinkles over
round.
Yeah,
sprinkle.
like
the
balls.
Hard kind.
Yeah.
That are gonna like break your teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
those are even worse. I don't even think that that's food. It's just
it's
like
food. It's hardened sugar. The Sprinkle Man does not appreciate
the
this.
Only sprinkles that I like are on Christmas cookies, the like crystally ones mm-hmm. that are crunchy and that actually are just kind of like sugar. What's that sugar called? Like rock candy sugar. And you put them on a cookie and that I like. I do like that, I will say.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad that some sprinkles please you.
Mr. Sprinkles yes. Man, if you're listening, that's the only kind of free sprinkle that I want when you send us a care package.
Bum, 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 bum. Mr. Sprinkles.
Give me some sprinkles.
Only the ones from Christmas cookies.
I feel like you really missed an opportunity to rhyme Kris Kringle.
God damn it. You really punched that up for me. Yeah.
That's why I'm the poet.
Yep. Okay. So, I mean, I think we're kind of to the
end.
The end. I mean, we're over an hour in.
I also don't get why Lauren thinks that anybody owes her some cake to
right.
be delivered. She acts all like put out.
Right. That this better be a red velvet cake or I'm going to smash it.
Like, what are you doing?
I don't know. I don't think that I was telling Laura this, that any sort of fresh edible cake should be smashed.
I don't mind a baby smash cake.
Well, yeah, but that's part of the fun. And they're still eating it. Like, she has made this inedible by throwing it on the ground.
Well, there was
some of us would still eat that cake.
Well, with sprinkles and
damn straight. And some Neapolitan
Napoleon
ice cream on the
ice
side.
Cream.
Yeah, Neapolitan dynamite.
Yeah, she's leaving. And all my notes say are she doesn't explain why.
Yeah, no, I don't get it. And now she's left her sister behind, like she's supposed to, you know, kind of be there for this sister. Mm-hmm. And yeah, cool, Lauren. Okay.
Names.
I think I missed somebody.
Shocker.
Or I did something wrong.
Can I also say that when Sydney popped up as part of this drama, I was like, who the fuck is this?
Yes.
Like,
I mean, we're still in that
no
era.
Recollection.
Yeah.
But usually I at least like kind of recognize them. I was
I mean,
like,
it's only night two, right? Yeah.
All right, Rachel, Lexi, Kelsey A, Kelsey. I feel like they... They did that, right?
No, like, I don't think it was Kelsey T.
Oh, Kelsey T. Okay. Mm-hmm. Jen, Evelyn, Autumn, Medina. You're so old.
She Leah. Died as she was walking. Yeah. Would you like this rose on your grave, Medina?
Caitlin, Krissa,
Maria. Okay, that's what I had. I had Carissa with a question mark. It's Krissa. No,
Krissa.
Okay, that's the one that I knew that I messed up. Okay.
Star, Allison, and Sydney.
Yeah. Okay. How do you feel about the previews indicating that Askin is back next week?
I mean, that's who I want to see on the show, not Jubilee. Look, we already got Askin at the Golden Wedding.
Oh, they're going to milk that for all it's worth.
I'm not asking for a whole lot of more Askin. I'll say that.
I'm telling you that Askin is going to wear
Askin's
thin.
Askin's had its day in the sun. Mm-hmm. Now let's just die.
Metaphorically, let's let it die.
Sure.
Days in the sun.
Do, 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 do.
Do 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 do, days in the sun.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.